Okay, clear enough. There is really practice, and it is coming back in different maritime legal regimes. But they have in maritime, let's say, more than one instrument. Could I invite any other delegation to have some comments on the explanation from Professor Freise, the explanation from the Secretariat? Or whether you have some views on how to go forward with this. So I would if there is no comment immediately, I would like to look at the comments that the Secretariat received, let's say, in favor and against this proposal. And maybe that we can look at the arguments that were expressed, how we look at those arguments. So I heard from the Secretariat two arguments against taking up such an instrument. That's how I understood it. One is there is no experience with this instrument in rail. And second argument was it is it affects custom legislation and could raise legal questions. That is how I understood it. I don't know. Is the Secretariat able to reflect on these questions? To what extent those are explored at the moment, because they are very legal matters, I must say. No experience in rail. Yeah, that's what I also understand from the discussion, because in Code of SIM it's not regulated in this way, in SMGS it's not regulated in this way. However, we see experience in other fields of transport, particularly maritime, where I think we are, with this kind of Eurasian transport, we are closest to maritime transport in terms of distance or time covered, etc. But this other question on important changes to custom law or affecting custom law, I don't know, is the Secretariat able to explore this item a little bit? So